Thank you for calling Oak Grove Tree Care. Someone will be with you momentarily.
Hi, this is Jennifer. How can I help you?
Hey, Jennifer. My name is Amy Nelson. I just got off the phone with Rodolfo, and he asked me to call you.
Yeah, he was just telling me about it. How can I help you?
Okay, cool. So, I found your guys' Google profile. So you're in Martinez, not Bay Point?
Well, we should change the address to, well, they have their, I guess where they park their trucks, it's in Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have an office there.
Mm-hmm.
And he works from off his homes, which mm-hmm. is in Bay Point.
Okay.
So that's why we, yeah.
Understood. So the mm-hmm. 896 Waterbird Way, Martinez, California, 94553?
Yeah, that would be the parking lot, the where they park their cars.
Okay, but he has a Google listing there already, so that's really good. Okay, so the purpose of my call is he was with us. He's been with us for marketing for a really long time. 3 years ago, he started with us. And then he canceled certain services. But one service that he did not cancel is Google Guarantee.
Okay.
And it has not had a cost. So have you heard of Google Guarantee?
No, actually.
Okay. So if you do a search for tree care near me, at the very top of the page, there's going to be a search result that's produced that says sponsored. And then it'll say Google Guarantee. And those companies are Google Guarantee certified. Well, he paid for it. He paid for the application.
Okay.
He conducted the background check. For all intents and purposes, he's, like, pretty good to go. There's just a couple of small things that need to be taken care of, like attaching his Google business profile and getting 5 reviews, which we can help with that, and then starting the lead. Like, it's a pretty simple way for him to get calls coming in, and it's a service that he paid us for, like, a while back.
Okay.
I've kind of been put in charge of, like, recovery accounts, like recovering old accounts and seeing, like, hey, why is this account just sitting here for 3 years untouched on zero status but still green? You know, like, it still shows that he's an active account but no money due because nothing's been going for him. So the reason that I brought up the the way he said it, his accent sounded like Oak Grove, like G-R-O-W, not Grove. So I was looking up Oak Grove, and I'm like, there's nothing under Oak Grove anywhere. This is crazy. But Oak Grove,
right.
There's a Google profile, which are you managing that for him?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So if he wants these Google Guarantee leads, then DBA document would be needed as well. Okay, so there's a couple of things needed if he wants to have these leads coming in directly to him. He's already done, like, the hardest part, which is getting the background check, and getting that completed
mm-hmm.
was the hardest part. As far as it goes, like, his cost per lead is actually super affordable, and it's per qualified lead. So his leads are only $40 a lead. With a minimum monthly budget or an activation budget of $524 for 13 leads. So basically what would happen is his company would show at the top up there in that Google Guaranteed section. And those leads, Jennifer, the beauty of those leads is, like, have you guys ever tried Angie's List or Thumbtack or Yelp or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. And you
on our Google page,
uh-huh.
when I first got it, sorry to interrupt you.
No,
yeah,
please.
Because I don't know if the leads are going to come, you know, on the phone. The phone number there, I try to switch. So the one that you're calling me
mm-hmm.
right now is
mm-hmm.
the first one, but the mm-hmm. other one comes first. I think it's like a 707. And
oh,
so that
okay.
one is like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and I try to do the switch and they wouldn't let me. To have this one as the primary.
We can help you with all
because
that.
Because the other one is...
Yeah,
okay,
we can,
perfect.
We can help with
like,
all
well,
of that.
If our leads...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the leads
will come in on the phone number that you're talking on right now.
The leads will come in on this number. And in addition to them coming in on that number, it's going to be through a call tracking. So it's going to, like, you're going to know that it's one of those leads coming through before it comes through because it shows on the caller ID.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. I don't know if we were going to use the phone number on the Google. And
no, we're not.
I'm going to go to the
Google profile. So what it is with that Google profile is we do need to get 5 reviews on there. Does he have like 5 people willing? Do you think that you could get willing to give reviews, 5-star reviews?
Yeah, we could find some people, yeah.
Okay.
I think we only have one, right?
Yeah, you only have one, but we can give you like a mini link where you can send it out and get 5 reviews, like bam. Like you can make it happen very quickly.
Okay.
And like those reviews load, and then that we need that. We also need the paperwork that he's DBA'd as the business that he currently is now under this business name. So the Oak Grove, did he buy that or did he like, did he inherit it, or why the change of the name?
What do you mean? What was the old name?
The old name was De Rosa's.
De Rosa's, yeah, he had to. He got a new license. I think he was with his cousin. I don't know. I've only been with him less than a year, so it's always been Oak Grove Tree Care.
Mm-hmm. For you,
but
as far as you know.
They split.
So you have paperwork to prove that it's Oak Grove Tree Care.
Yeah, we have, I don't know, the tax ID, we have the license, yeah.
Okay, because what it requires, we just need to, like, re-verify a little bit of the paperwork, which sounds to me like it's not a problem. Let me just tell you exactly what's needed. Hold on.
But we have taxes, too, that we filed from last year.
That's beautiful.
I know that.
Well, they will need the tax ID number, but, I'm going in the wrong direction here. Hold on, let me go down to Tree Care. It's all done alphabetical, and I was in Locksmith, so let me get down there. Okay. Do you guys have the C-61 tree service license or the D-49 tree service license?
That, I don't know. I would have to find out.
Or the the California State C-27 landscaper license. So I need to know which one of these licenses that you guys have, because we'll have to change that license out. And then he has insurance for the company too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So what are the type of licenses?
Hold on, I'm going to text it to you. Give me just 1 second. I'm cleaning it up. It's got a lot of like...
Perfect.
Yeah, it's got a lot of like gobbledygook on it. So hold on a second. When I say that, I mean like it's got like a bunch of extra words that don't mean anything to me or you. So...
Got it.
Okay. it looks like code as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Here you go. This is coming to you now. Okay. Bam. Oh, I think I just sent it to that weird number, that 707 number. Hold on a second. Let me try this again. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go here. So he doesn't have access to that number at all.
He does. It's one of the guys' number, and I was supposed to get that cell phone.
Okay. But we can help you with that,
yeah.
So don't worry. We can fix all this up. Okay. So here you go. These are the licenses that we need one of those licenses. Okay. You got the text?
Got it.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the insurance document has to read a minimum of 250 general liability.
Insurance minimum 250?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And then, hold on, can I get a tiny URL link, please, for reviews? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send you this, and then I'm going to have them create a tiny, it's called a tiny URL. So it's a link that is clickable to your Google Business profile. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it's specific to your Google Business profile, and it's going to be, so you would send that to people that you know are going to give you a 5-star review.
Right.
Okay. And then they write a quick review. It doesn't have to be super fancy. It just needs to be 5 stars. We just need 4 more.
Got it.
Okay. Now, once we have all those documents in place, he has to pay the activation budget, which is $524.
Okay.
Budget, I'm texting mm-hmm. this to you, 524, and that's going to give him up to 13 leads at the price of $40 per lead, okay?
Now, and once you run out of those leads, does the price remain the same, or how does it work?
Oh, yeah, the price stays the same, so you can refill the budget as you see fit. So, for example, say the budget's at $524, he's paying the leads, and say the budget's at, like, $300, and then it says we should have X. Oh, I see. I can't, hold on 1 second, get her to give us access if we need it. He went through and name change when he broke off the old business with his brother, you said?
Cousin,
okay. I'm just trying to get them the information so we can get you this link. For the business. Hold on 1 second. Broke off the business with this. Okay. So what I was saying is say there's $300 left in the budget, and then the leads, say that some of the competitors in your area are paying $60 a lead or $65 or $75 a lead. And maybe Rodolfo's okay with that because he wants to bid higher. He wants to show at the top and he wants more leads. You don't have to increase the budget. The max lead bidding would just be invoked with that same budget. So you don't ever have to start with more budget, but what a lot of our clients do is they start out with the minimum budget. They see how great the leads are, because this is the thing, Jennifer, you're only paying it for the leads if they're qualified. When the call comes in, it has to be a qualified call, and the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. What I mean by that specifically is when the call comes in, if it's sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's not qualified. If you're setting appointment for him to give estimate face-to-face, that is qualified. If somebody calls and requests estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, that is qualified. But those are the only two instances that are qualified calls.
Got it. Okay? Perfect.
And the calls are coming directly only to you guys. Okay? So it's exclusive. You're not sharing those leads, and you don't have to chase the leads down. You're not being handed a phone number where you have to chase the lead down. The lead is calling you directly.
Great.
You think he's going to love it?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to need access to the Google Business profile. We're also going to need, if he wants to get this going, we can make this happen very quickly. We just need access to the Google Business profile. We need that paperwork and those 5 reviews, and then we can collect the activation budget and get it going.
Okay, so what do you need access? Like, do you need me to, like, give you the account info, or, like, you just need me to send the stuff in, or?
Well, you're going to email those. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to schedule a call with my technician. So scheduling a call with my technician is, and he's going to tell you exactly what we need. I need you to send me this. I need you to send me this. He's going to send you an invitation via email to give us access to the Google profile so we can get the 5 reviews and get everything going.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So let me go ahead and schedule that now. That way we can get this going for you. Let me see here. What time do you have on Monday?
Monday, I'm pretty open on Monday, so you tell me what works for you.
8:30?
Yeah, that should work.
Okay. Okay, you're going to get an email now that's going to say Gigi call for onboarding.
Okay.
And then it's going to have his first and last name. Now, the email address that I have here on file, is this still the best email Rodolfo D. De Rosas at hotmail.com?
If you could send it to the oakgrovetc at gmail.com, since I'll be the one handling it.
Oakgrovetc at gmail?
Yeah.
It's like tree care? Got it.
Yep.
Beautiful. And I put your number down as the one that is now handling this account. And then let me go ahead and do this. Okay. I've got that. So on Monday, we're going to need those documents that I texted over to you. One of those licenses will need also that insurance. It's going to be certificate of insurance. You'll send that over to us, and we'll get access to the Google Business Profile, and then we can get this going for you guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, we have an old card on file, so we are going to need to put a new card on file for to charge the 524 activation budget.
That's fine. I have one. Do you need it now or when we speak on Monday?
If I go ahead and secure it, nothing's going to be charged until you completely approve it. But if I have it secured in place, then it's all good to go. So is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Give me a second. It is a Visa.
All right, I'm ready. Go ahead.
4259-0720-5388-1065.
Expiration month and year?
628.
Three-digit code on the back?
622.
And the billing address that I have is 88 Placer Court in Bay Point?
I think, this one is under my name, so I think it's under my address.
Which is?
So, 158
mm-hmm.
Hall Lane, as in hallway.
Mm-hmm. That was my maiden name. Hall, Amy Hall.
Oh.
I always said that too, I'm as sorry. In hallway. And what city?
158 Hall Lane, Walnut Creek.
Okay, Walnut Creek. Okay, and the zip code?
94597.
Got it. Okay. All right. I've got that. So, okay. I will look forward to talking with you on Monday. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk with you then, Jennifer. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.